Welcome to Ask John. My name is John, and you can ask me things. In today's session, we're going to be continuing in the overarching theme of finding opportunities and what to do after you find these opportunities. Today, we're going to be focusing in on salary negotiation. The vast majority of this episode is going to be pulled directly from the salary negotiation worker guide that you can find on the Career Pathways website. So if you need additional clarification, or if you're more of a visual learner than an auditory one, head over there. Congratulations! You have received a new job offer. Now what? Evaluate a job offer before you decide to accept it or decline it, or negotiate salary. The following is intended to help you assess whether a job offer is good or bad and help you reach a decision. Ask yourself and address the following key questions to help you decide if the job offer is right for you and where you are in your life. So the questions are, does this career opportunity align with my career personality, abilities, interests, values, and experience? Am I able to apply my skills and experience in this position in a manner that is meaningful to me? Is this opportunity purposeful to me? How do my values align with the values and culture of the organization? Do I believe in the mission of the organization? Is there opportunity for financial and professional growth in the organization? How does this opportunity align with my desired lifestyle? Is the opportunity in a location and environment that I desire? What employee benefits are available to me and at what cost? Does the salary/compensation offer meet my desire? If your answers are favorable, consider accepting the job offer. If your answers are not as favorable, that's where we need to go a step lower, where you can respectfully decline the offer, you can accept the offer as is and plan to kind of negotiate later, or you can start into the negotiation process to improve the job offer. If you decide to accept the offer, the next step is to negotiate salary. Now, you do not have to negotiate each and every time you get an offer, but if the offer is below what you would like or below average for your position/experience level, then I do recommend that you negotiate. Fortunately, in some states, California being one of them, companies are now required to put the salary ranges for the position on the job posting, which will let you know both the high end and the low end of what they could possibly offer you. Now, how can you know if what you're being offered is an acceptable offer based on your position or what the company's reputation is? I recommend you utilize some of the following resources. Listen carefully here, take some notes. So these resources are fishbowlapp.com, jobstar.org, payscale.com, glassdoor.com, jobsearchintelligence.com, salaryexpert.com, onetonline.org, salary.com, and bls.gov. Using these resources, you can know where you need to negotiate because they will give you kind of the national averages, the location averages for what you can expect in that position. Once it is time to negotiate, it is important to know what you want based off of your research. You should have a few numbers already prepared and the evidence backing up for those numbers. Have the high end that you are really hoping for and start with that. I would strongly recommend not having this number higher than the high end of the range of the job description because they're not going to go higher than that, probably. Also, have a more middle number that you would be happy with that can counterbalance the high and the low that might be offered to you. And the final solid number that you should have ready to go is your loan limit. This is the line in the proverbial sand for you, and don't cross that line. Some simple phrasing for this negotiation could be, so I've gathered that candidates like me typically earn between X amount of dollars and Y amount of dollars. What can we do to meet this range? Or, what can you do to meet me at X amount of dollars? Or, I have multiple job offers. What can we do to meet me at blank because I would really like to join your organization? Through your research, know what you're worth. Know what kind of compensation you should be getting, and if they're not willing to hit those low end or even middle numbers, that should be a red flag to you. In addition to just payment compensation, be aware and ask about the different benefits that you will be receiving in this position. Be aware that internships and part-time positions may come with less benefits, but not always. Some common benefits that you should be offered are retirement options, stock options, medical plan, dental plan, life insurance, paid vacation, paid sick days, education, remote work, transportation, childcare. Now, this is not all of the benefits that employers do or should offer, but these are some of the most common. A basic is if an employer is not offering some sort of paid leave and offered insurances to you as a full-time employee, that is a huge red flag for you to consider if you want to join that organization. When it comes to paid compensation and benefit, it really depends on what you want out of your work position. What things are most important to you? Where do you want to spend 40 plus hours a week at, and does that payment and benefits offering feel worth it to you? Only you can answer these questions. Now, I know negotiating is nerve-wracking. Personally, I hate negotiating. If you're like me, when I get a job offer, I need that job, and the thought of pushing back before I'm even a part of the organization officially is really scary, but please do it. If you don't advocate for yourself, then no one will. In today's job environment, salary and benefit negotiations are part of that process. It'll be much easier if you go into these situations armed with information and your needs already set out so you don't have to come up with it in an already stressful situation. If you need to practice, come talk to one of the career advisors at Dornsife Career Pathways. We will walk you through the process and practice with you. You can do this, and congratulations on your new position. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. For more information, visit us at dornsife.usc.edu Career Pathways and follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to ask John.